great to have you with us. Tim Elkhorn, three-wheeled Z's old tie, Cam Doc Brown, back in the studios of AM 930 WEOL. Cam is mining the Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning Hotline, and we're going to go to it right now. Of course, our hotline presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain, is Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. And joining us this morning on that Ray Gittich hotline is the new head football coach at Amherst. Yes, he takes over the Comet program, Mike Passarello. Of course, we've had Mike on for several years on this show, normally during September and October. But Mike joins us here in the month of January to talk about the move from Firelands over to Amherst. First of all, Mike, congratulations on being named the head coach of the Amherst Comets. Just talk a little bit about your thought process there. I know you teach in the Amherst district. I'm sure that played a part in it. But tell us and tell our listeners about your thought process as you decided first to apply for the job. And now that you're the head coach, what it means to be the head coach at Amherst.
Well, you know, it was an opportunity to be in the district, like you said, as a teacher, and it just is an exciting opportunity that I'm looking forward to, and it was a good fit for my family.
I'm sure having been in the Amherst district, you know some of these kids in the Amherst football program. Now, you teach at the younger level, but still somewhat of a familiarity with the kids in the district. How beneficial will that be?
It is actually huge. I've had most of them in my class, and just, you know, it's kind of like reuniting with them. And basically, we've been able to hit the ground running. It's been a little bit smoother transition just because I know the kids, know the names, and we've been able to really kick off the weight room and getting that going yesterday.
Coach, I'm sure Coach Fishley left you all the video and all the film and everything that you need to pour over to kind of familiar yourself, you know, with the football team itself and with these kids. How much do you know? I mean, we can all sit there and read newspaper clippings and kind of follow each other as far as the coverage is concerned. But how long does it take to really pour over all of that information to familiarize yourself with these young men as far as football players?
It's going to take all off season. It's going to take a big time commitment, and you know, it's going to start individual meetings and get that going, and then do some things after weightlifting to get to know the kids on a wider basis. And I'm typing up names and Excel sheets right now and doing all of that and watching film and kind of evaluating the kids as I'm putting the staff together.
Coach, with every hello, there's always a goodbye, too. How did that go when you parted for the last time with your players at Firelands? How did that talk go with everybody, and how was it received?
It was tough. It's never easy. Looking the kids in the eyes and tell them that that I was leaving, and we actually, you know, talked a little bit afterwards, you know, we just kind of hung out for the one last time. But they're good kids, and it was something that I think it was hard on both of us, but we're going to have to move on.
Well, you talked about you're working on Excel spreadsheets and name tags and the weight room and everything at Amherst. Now, how much of your philosophy from what you did at Firelands are you going to install and make a part of your blueprint moving forward there now at Amherst with that football program?
I think a lot of our off-season programs and the things that we do, a lot of it is going to carry over, and I think that will help us change the culture and continue to building the program. As far as, you know, schemes and stuff like that, that's why we're watching film now, breaking things down and seeing what the kids do best, and then building our schemes from there.
Again, we're talking with Mike Passarello. He is now the new head football coach at Amherst, taking over the Comet program. Mike, of course, for the past several years has been the head coach at Firelands High School. Mike, I know you were very comfortable with your staff at Firelands. You thought you had really assembled a terrific staff of assistant coaches. How long is that process to see how many of them will come with you to Amherst? Talk us through and tell our listeners about that.
Well, I'm in the process of meeting with the coaches here at Amherst, and then I'm going to meet after that with the coaches at Firelands, and kind of hopefully we can have a good mixture and go from there. It was a great staff at Firelands, very good football coaches that care about the kids, and we're going to do the best we can to have the best possible staff here with that good mixture.
Coach, you go from the Patriot Athletic Conference into the SWC. Boy, there's some outstanding football in the SWC. You can rattle them off: Avon Lake, Homestead Falls, Westlake, Midview, obviously, under DJ Shaw, has had some great success. You've got to relish that challenge, but talk a little bit about going from the Pac to the SWC and not only familiarizing yourself with your kids on your own football team, but I'm sure having to ramp up on some knowledge of those SWC teams as well.
Yes, it's a big challenge. It's a grinder of a conference, and looking forward to it. And we've got to have our A game every week. And as coaches, we've got to prepare the kids to that it's like a playoff game every week. And you know, we know that it's going to be a grind, and there's no easy games.
Coach, before I throw it back to Z, one more question that I wanted to get in. You talked about meeting with those kids from Firelands and kind of, you know, looking them in the eye and saying, I got to move on. That being said, I'm sure you've sat down with kids at Amherst and said, here's my philosophy, here's what I want to do. What do you glean from those first couple of meetings with new players? What are you looking for from them?
I'm looking for the excitement and the fire in their eyes to want to compete and get themselves better, and want to continue getting this program back to where it was. That's what my meetings and their work ethic in the weight room is what I'm looking for, is especially that fire in their eyes to say, we want to do this, we want to get this back to where it was.
A lot of changes in high school football. Tim and I talked about it at the start of the show, Coach, that there's 8 openings right now as it stands. Actually 3, but there's been 8 changes. Are you surprised that you're a part of the musical chairs that's been the coaching world here in the last couple of months in Lorain County, that, you know, maybe at the end of fall, did you ever think you'd be a part of such a massive change?
No, I did not. I didn't plan on going into and seeing what was going on. I just continued with what we typically do in the off season, and this opportunity happened and applied for it and went after it, and was lucky to have the opportunity to be here at Amherst. So I didn't go in saying this was my last year at Firelands or this is what we were doing. Just kind of happened.
Coach, both short-term goals and long-term goals. What do you want to accomplish with this Amherst Comet football program?
Well, short-term wise, we want to get the competitive mentality and the physical mentality, and really, really get these kids bought into our strength and conditioning program. Long-term wise, is the goal is to get back to where Amherst was a consistent winner.
And I'm going to give you one more opportunity to look back before you really focus in looking ahead. Your proudest moment or something that you leave behind at Firelands that kind of was your legacy as the head coach of the Falcons. What do you really hang your hat on there?
I think the big thing is that we were able to have 3 straight winning seasons consistently, and that we were able to reload, not rebuild, this past year. We lost the big senior class after we went 6-4 and 8-2 and made the playoffs. We lost 9 starters on offense and 8 starters on defense, and we were able to reload and end up with a 7-3 season this year. And just proud of the staff and the kids of, just continuing the tradition of the winning and expecting to win there. So
there you go. Well, again, congratulations on your success at Firelands and now this new opportunity at Amherst. I think the Comet community is going to be very, very happy with you as the head coach. I know you're thrilled to be coaching within the district that you teach. Hats off to you, and congratulations to you and Casey Wolf and everybody over at Amherst. We look forward to having these conversations again on the wrap-up show come autumn. But, Mike, always great to have you on the show.
Yes, it's been great. We usually don't get to talk in the winter, so it's nice hearing your voice again.
Now, where am I gonna get my coffee bought for? You know, you used to buy me coffee at Piggy's. That's a fireman's
hangout.
You're
working him now.
Now
Tim,
I got to figure out where Mike's gonna be for an Amherst coffee.
Yeah, I'm working on that too. I'm figuring it out. It might be on Route 58. We might have to meet there.
All right, man. Hey, have a great off season as you now really delve into getting everything done, becoming the head coach at Amherst. But congratulations, and we'll talk to you in the fall.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Passarello, the head coach of the Amherst Comets.